One of the most mysterious parts, for sure the most mysterious episode in this week's Parsha, is a little three-pasuk episode, Vayhi Baderech Bamalon, Vayifkesheu Hashem, Vayivakesh Hamiso. Somehow on the way from Midian to Mitzrayim, Hashem revealed in whichever form wanted to kill, let's say Moshe. I mean, problem is each of these phrases. We're not exactly sure what it means, so let's just go with the most pashat. Vatikachsi brought servant to close to the last benava tagal, raglova, tomiki chasan de bimata oliva, year from Manuel, zabra chasan de milamulos. Somehow Hashem wanted to kill Moshe because he didn't give his son a bris mila. Tzipora gave the baby a bris mila, and then Moshe was saved. Okay, there's a lot that we don't understand fully that the Mefarshim argue about here, but just from a broader perspective, we can ask, what are we supposed to take out of this story in the Chumash, right? Meaning, a lot of stories happened to Moshe Rabbeinu in his life. 99% of them are not written in the Chumash, right? What are we, out of these three psukim in the Chumash, what's that supposed to mean to us? What do we take home out of these psukim in the Chumash? And it's very unclear. You could say, there's a Medrash, or Rishu ben Karach say, see how great the mitzvah of Mila is. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be killed for not doing the mitzvah of Mila, as great as he was. So maybe it's just a mustard. We should realize how great the mitzvah of Bris Mila is. Okay, next time you're invited to Bris Mila, make a little extra effort to go, because you learned something from these three psukim in the Chumash. Maybe it's something saying something more about the development of Moshe. There's a Medrash who says that Moshe purposely did not mal his son, because he made a deal that half of his kids would be for Hashem, and half of his kids would be for Zara, and at this time he was struggling with himself, that, you know, was he going to be wholeheartedly, you know, bring his, you know, send all his kids to Hashem and not the deal he made with Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah? Maybe it's telling something about the development of Moshe as a character. But Rav Hirsch here has a very, very simple but so important insight. As a matter of fact, I feel a little bad even saying this, because it should be so obvious to us that you shouldn't need to say it. But unfortunately, after reading the newspapers the last few years, I feel like Rav Hirsch is right for saying it. Rav Hirsch says, what are we supposed to learn? What does Hashem, what does the Chumash want us to take out of these three psukim? He says, unfortunately, right, he didn't read the newspapers nowadays, but it's so sad sometimes that you read that there was someone who did this terrible thing, and people let him get away with this, with it, and they enabled him. And someone did this abuse, and did this, the wrong thing, this thing that was a chil Hashem, and they let him get away with it, and they let him do it, and they let him do it. Why did everyone let him do it? Because he's so important for the cause. Because you know what? No one can be Makariv as well as he can. And no one can raise money as well as he can. And no one can give money as much as he can. And no one can inspire people as much as he can. And no one could do all the great things he does. And you know what? Will overlook the fact that he's really doing the wrong thing and that he's really abusing his position. Will overlook it because he's so important for the cause. And that's human nature, and unfortunately that's what leads to so many problems nowadays. Rav Hirsch says, what does the Torah want to tell us? Hashem wants to tell us right here in the Torah. He says, let me give you an example, the best example I can. What was the biggest, most important cause in all of human history? Was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews left Mitzrayim, got the Torah, became Am Yisrael. There is no more important cause than that. I know you like your yeshiva, and I know you like your organization and everything. It's nothing compared to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Who was the most important person in that cause? Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning we know the whole Chumash. We know that he's going to split the Yam Suf, and he's going to bring the Makos, and he's going to bring the Torah down from Har Sinai. He's everything. And who appointed him? He wasn't appointed by the board. He didn't appoint himself. He didn't inherit it from his family. Hashem Yisbarach himself picked him. Hashem Yisbarach himself spent a week, according to Rashi, convincing him to take the job. This is the most important person for the most important cause in the history of mankind. And what happens? He did something wrong. He didn't give Bris Mila to his son. Okay, how wrong was it? Rashi says it was a very subtle thing wrong. Of course, he wanted to, and he wanted to as soon as possible. He just made the wrong judgment call in terms of what to do first, what to do second. But it doesn't matter. He did the wrong thing, and Hashem, if he hadn't done tshuva at the last second, if he hadn't fixed it, Hashem wanted to kill him. Why? What is this tongue to teach us? No one is indispensable. Even Moshe Rabbeinu for Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the way to do Yetzias Mitzrayim and tell power, let my people go, if he's going to do something wrong, if he's not going to follow the halacha properly, if he's not going to live up to the standards, then Hashem will kill him. Oh, how will he have Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Rav Hirsch says, but don't you believe in God? You think anything depends on one person? think one person runs the world? Hashem runs the world. Harbi shluchim lamakom. If this is not the right person, Hashem will find someone else. What? You think your yeshiva will close if you don't have this one person? You think you won't be able to succeed in protecting, keeping Judaism alive if you don't have this one person? Harbi shluchim lamakom. Hashem runs the world. He'll take care of it. He says, if even Moshe Rabbeinu, if he did one little thing wrong, Hashem says, I'll kill him and we'll worry, we'll manage without him. And that's a message to us through the generations that the only person we believe is perfect, the only person, is the only being that's perfect, the only being that's indispensable is Hashem. Everyone else is dispensable. And ultimately, when we look towards our leadership, if someone does something right and lives up to the halacha, then go with them 100% and let them bring Hashem's plans to fruition in the world. But if someone's not doing the right thing, don't fall into the trap of it's necessary for the cause. We have to overlook it. We have to enable. We have to let him get away with it. Nope. Adarabah. The more important someone is, the more medactic Hashem is with him. Kachod Hasara. And from here, we learn that no one is indispensable. Every person, if they do the right thing, great. And if not, then we should not follow them. We should not enable them. We should not keep them. Rather, we should trust that Hashem runs the world. And just like he would have done, you see, without Moshe, he can achieve whatever he needs without any one person. It's a bit of a sobering message, but I think it's an important message. I can't believe that Rav Hirsch, who lived, 150 years ago, read today's newspapers. But it's telling us that if you're really Jewish, you really believe in God and not any human being, even Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore everyone has to follow the halacha, just like you and me. Shabbat Shalom.